From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Suspended President Dilma Rousseff in comments to the Senate Monday said the future of Brazil was at stake in her impeachment trial as her conservative opponents were using trumped-up charges to oust her and to roll back the social advances of the past 13 years.
Fui eleita por mais de 54 milhões de votos.
In her comments before the Senate, she said, vote against impeachment, vote for democracy, do not accept the coup. The 68-year-old leftist leader said she defended herself before senators who are widely expected to remove her from office. Rousseff denied charges of breaking budgetary rules and denounced a nine-month impeachment process that has paralyzed Brazilian politics. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that there is evidence to link the extremists behind a recent series of deadly attacks in Bangladesh to the Islamic State group. In comments after talks with Bangladeshi officials, Mr. Kerry said that the participants talked very openly, and he made it very clear that there is evidence that ISIL in Iraq and Syria has contacts with about eight different entities around the world, and one of them is in South Asia, and are connected to some degree with some of the operatives in Bangladesh. Secretary Kerry.
The fact is, we have to stand together, and the United States is standing with Bangladesh in this fight.
Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's administration has consistently denied that IS has gained a foothold in Bangladesh. You can read all details of U.S. Secretary's visit to Bangladesh Monday at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States said Monday clashes in Syria between Turkish forces and units affiliated with a U.S.-supported Kurdish-led alliance are not acceptable and calling on all sides to stand down. Brent McGurk is a U.S. envoy for the coalition to counter the Islamic State, and he said on Twitter that they call on all armed actors to stand down and that the U.S. is actively engaged to facilitate such deconfliction and unity of focus on ISIL. He says, we want to make it clear that we find these clashes unacceptable and a source of deep concern. McGurk said the Pentagon has condemned the fighting south of the Syrian town of Jarablus and said U.S. forces were not involved in the clashes. Authorities say a suicide attack in Yemen's city of Aden has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens of others. Officials say a suicide bomber drove his explosives-laden car Monday into a building used by pro-government troops. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte Monday placed a 2 million Philippine peso, or $43,000, bounty on the heads of members of the national police who are protecting drug syndicates in the country. This is the Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte.
Place a reward on their head. The members of the ninja or members of the police who are then protecting the drug syndicates in this country. I'm placing per head 2 million. I want the police and the armed forces to destroy the drug apparatus in this country.
Rodrigo Duterte made the remarks as he gave a speech at a wreath-laying ceremony to mark the country's National Heroes Day. The FARC rebel commander in Colombia ordered a final ceasefire beginning Monday as part of a permanent peace deal with the government, ending one of the world's longest-running conflicts. Rodrigo Londoño, a leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, called for a ceasefire in Havana, where both sides negotiated the peace deal. Earlier, the Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, announced the military will end operations against the rebels today. That deal is expected to be put to a referendum next month. Uzbek President Islam Karimov, who has dominated the Central Asian nation for over 25 years, is in intensive care after suffering a brain hemorrhage, according to his daughter Monday. He said that he suffered the cerebral hemorrhage on Saturday morning and is receiving intensive treatment in an intensive care unit at a local hospital. And she said his condition is considered stable. Meanwhile, Japan braced Monday for a powerful typhoon Lion Rock. It's described as strong and expected to come ashore northeast of Tokyo on Tuesday. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.